Get ready. It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
There we go. Excellent. Excellent. Susan Kay, you're first up. Let's go. Glad to have you back. What is on your mind?
Overrated. With all sincerity and deference to the severity of the situation, it's heavy.
Motherhood.
COVID.
COVID, okay.
Overrated.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was discussing this with your fine producer, David Harrigan, in the hallway. Had a big weekend. Went to Bluefin Bay with mom and the sisters, five gals. Big plan for months.
Weren't you just on a trip?
Yes, up north, the same, almost the same city. I was just further north.
So you came home and then went there?
No, I did come home for a couple of days.
Honestly.
I don't plan well. I just sort of go with the flow.
I think you do, and I think you have this station in the palm of your hands because it's just vacation central, and I'm jealous.
Well, let me just tell you.
Yeah.
January 1st, the clock turns, and I get a whole new bank of time.
I don't think you ever run out.
No, I don't either, but it just means the first of the year, everything I've negotiated gets re-racked, and we're back in re-rack.
Okay, so cool.
So anyway, so we're all ready to go. We're excited. We got this place. Bluefin is beautiful. It's right on the water, blah, blah, blah.
Nice.
My sister Jenny says, I have a cold. I said, oh, gosh. She goes, I took a test last night, and it was negative. I said, okay. Then she comes to my house because I was going to drive everybody. And then she says, I think I'll take another test. I said, oh, why? You're just going to screw up the whole weekend. So she goes,
well, you don't want her going if she's got the vid, do you?
Well.
Or you don't care?
I don't care.
You don't care anymore.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
I have my COVID shots. Yeah. I have all of them. You're up to speed.
Yeah.
Long and the short of it is, she goes to my house, she takes the test, and by God, she's positive.
She has.
Now, my sister Kelly and her partner are...
How many sisters do we have here?
Three. Okay. I'm one of four. Kelly is very sensitive, as is her entire family, very precautious, very careful. Yeah. Someone has COVID in Hennepin County, they're not going to the party.
Probably doesn't appreciate you saying, bring it on.
No. Because, okay. So anyway, we... Don't tell Kelly until we're about 10 minutes to her house. And then we say, oh, by the way, Jenny has COVID.
Wow.
And then Kelly's like, ugh. I said, are you mad? She goes, I am furious. I'm mad because you're late and I'm mad because you didn't. So it started off on a good note.
So you lied.
Well, we told Kelly Jenny had COVID. So then
10 minutes out.
So then we took my sister Kathy's car, the youngest. She has a Traverse. So Jenny was in the way far back.
Yeah.
Three rows, and Kelly was in the way front, and all the windows are wide open. And Kelly's mask and Jenny's mask.
A whole drive?
Quite a bit of it. And then Kelly didn't tell her partner that first night, so then she felt guilty. So then the next day she told her, and then we had to have COVID protocol at the resort. So all the windows were open, so it was freezing. And
Dave, does this sound like fun at this point?
Lovely time on Bluefin Bay.
My point is this.
Yeah.
There are so many.
You don't love your sister.
I do love my sisters. My point is that.
Some more than others.
Yes, clearly. We've identified the least favorite.
Yeah. The point is everybody has such different reactions still this many years later to the sickness. And I'm going to call it the sickness because I've had it three times.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times you guys have had it.
Couple.
Yeah. So when you get it, is it a inconvenience? Is it a pain in the neck? Do you call your boss? Do you keep it to yourself? Do you go into COVID protocol?
So once when I had it, it wasn't that bad. Another time I had it, I was pretty darn sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you quit not come? I mean, I suppose you do what you...
Well, here, just because we're in this Petri dish, I called.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, it's...
It's tough.
It is tough. And obviously the policies and our view of it is so different...
Than
it was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And you have some people like your sister still are very detailed about it. Some appreciate that. Some say over the top.
Over the top.
You basically, Dave, I think the clear summation was Susie decided what the policy was going to be.
I did. Yes. And I was like ordering people not to tell
people.
There's
a shock.
I'm like, Jenny, we're not telling anyone. Well, she can't do that because she's a devout Christian and she doesn't lie. And she's my oldest sister.
When there's an outbreak at Bluefin Bay, we'll...
That's what my son said.
We'll know
he goes, you're at Bluefin right now and Jenny has COVID? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, way to cause a super spreader, Ma.
Let's be clear. This was Susan Jones on WCC Radio. Yeah. Dave Harrigan, Chad Urban. Nothing to do with it.
Yes. So that is my overrated.
Yeah.
And my...
Honesty.
Honesty is overrated.
Yes.
Amen. But I didn't know how to categorize this next
one. Okay, that's fine.
But I do was watching football last night because I love football.
You do.
Watching the Giants game.
Yeah.
And I
you
noticed,
have to love football if you're watching the Giants.
Right? And their kicker missed 67 field goals.
Yeah. That's a lot in a game.
I know. Really, it's like four or five.
Okay.
But I thought to myself, this man should not be the kicker.
Yeah.
So a good kicker is underrated. A bad kicker is overrated.
Yeah. The Vikings now, it's early, but the kid from Alabama, Will Reichert, so far is great.
MVP of the league.
Hasn't missed one.
Important
are our kickers? Tell the truth.
Very.
I mean, make or break, right?
Yeah.
We can have all the best plays and get everybody where they need to be, and if you don't make that ding dong.
If they eliminated kickers, I wouldn't mind.
If
they just totally changed the sport. But as long as they have them, they loom essential.
You anti-field goal?
I think we could. I think we could move on.
Touchdown or bust?
No, I don't like it. I like the field goal.
Yeah, I like the field goal.
Yeah. My point is this. You have one thing to do. Practice, practice, practice. There should be no reason.
You should never miss.
Never.
Okay.
Also, you should never miss a free throw.
Never miss a free throw.
Yeah.
Never.
Ever.
Wow.
Ever.
They're the same shot.
So the Liberty should have cut Breanna Stewart last Wednesday night.
She should have.
Yeah. She did.
Boy, I'm going Finished Wednesday.
Horribly.
Are you going to go Wednesday? I am.
I might.
The tickets.
I have watched 90% of the two games.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
Really good. It looked like they were about to pull it off again.
Yeah.
Stewart was great. Seven steals. They were more physical.
Oh.
And the Lynx defense wasn't very good, but they were back within four. And looked like it was going to happen again.
Well, I'm going to go.
All right. Good. You have one last one. Is that it?
I don't. That's
okay, great. Let's pause. Dave and I will jump in next. You can jump in. You can comment on Susie, basically saying go ahead and lie to your family if you have plans and you don't want to change them. Dave, is that a fair assessment?
Accurate.
I think that is accurate. 651-461-9226. Okay, again, you guessed today's music theme. We've been playing them since 12:20. If you get the music theme correct, you win a pair of tickets to see the very funny Tom Segura. Among the texts, please stop playing this song. Dave, they want us to stop playing the song. What is a normal comeback when somebody tells us that, Dave?
Mind your business.
M-Y-O-B.
Stay in your lane.
Clearly they texted the wrong show.
Awful, terrible singing. 100% wrong.
Right?
I assume that's related to you singing over it.
Don't know. I've been told I have an excellent singing voice.
Oh, my gosh.
People are telling me.
People, you sound
People
like somebody else I know.
People are telling me. All right, Dave Harrigan, what do you have?
What do you have?
I do not have COVID. That's what the test told me last night.
Mm-hmm.
There
Back
is,
to that.
No COVID, but I do have a cold.
Yeah.
And been battling it since late day Saturday.
Hmm.
And
do you have a temperature?
Say, no temperature. Okay. Temperature's normal.
Okay.
Just went the straight, normal route. You get the sore throat.
Got the sexy voice.
Throat's good now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Brenda
the voice
Vaccaro.
Is still sexy because the entire head is clogged up with
mucus
garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Overrated. The process you have to go through to purchase cold medicine.
Oh,
stop this morning.
Yeah, it is.
You have to show three forms of ID, give blood.
Well, that's just the thing.
And it's all behind the counter.
So it was not behind the counter. I just went to Target. Was taking my 4-year-old to preschool. We left a little early so I could run in. We could pick up the cold medicine and continue on our way.
Yeah.
Made your child late to school, so
nope.
Your stuff.
Plenty of time. Plenty of time. Arrived 8 minutes early.
Dave would never do that.
8 minutes early.
8 minutes early.
So we pick up the stuff. We walk. Believe there was plenty of swagger as we walked up to the self-checkout. She's even got swagger. She knows how to beat the things. She wants to beat the cold.
She's all in on that.
You cannot in any way participate
in
the self-checkout without knowledge and swagger.
Yes. We had all of that.
And
not
more.
Very busy. We're good. And then swagger gave way to disappointment. When you swipe the first one and the machine shuts down and says, you must wait for an associate. Have your ID ready.
Yeah, it's a driver's license.
Here was the process, Jen and Susie. Associate eventually made her way over, hits the thing on the deal, scans the thing, asks my birthday, doesn't look at my ID, asks my birthday, types it in incorrectly, and says, there you go.
And it worked?
And it worked.
And you can buy it.
She didn't need to look at my ID. She didn't even need to get my birthday right.
Might screw you up at Target's going forward, I mean, now that your birthday's in there improperly.
At this point, if this is the amount of work we're doing to make sure nobody's making meth out of Sudafed or whatever they did back in the day, I think we can just be trusted.
In other words, you're pro-meth. Is that what you're saying?
I feel like that's what he's going for.
Yeah.
I feel like you're opening the door.
Underrated meth. Is that what I mean?
You and the kids.
Lying to your family. Meth is okay. I've never felt better about myself.
I bet. Which doesn't take much.
Did meth give us the greatest TV show in the history of the media or not?
It did, yes.
All right.
Yes. Second best, Curb.
Speaking of good shows, I finished the docuseries on Mr. McMahon over the weekend.
I have too many shows.
Yeah.
If you have been into wrestling at all in the last 30, 40 years, it's definitely a must-see. Because that man, as you learn, as perhaps we already know, is brilliant. Is ruthless and an absolute pig.
Yeah.
All three are 100% true, as you learn.
And extraordinarily well done.
Yes.
People can tell me.
It's well done. My favorite part has to be when they ask Vince, which part of, you know, how much of the Mr. McMahon character is you? And he's, oh, no, none of it. No, it's completely separate. I am. It's a completely different thing. And they go from wrestler to wrestler, Rock, Undertaker, Stone Cold, you know, all the biggest names. And they ask the same question. And all of them, oh, it's totally Vince. It's totally Vince. It's the same guy. He said the same things to me. It's very, very well done. And I totally get why Vince isn't a big fan of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't.
Last thing, overrated. Ridiculously windy Sundays.
Oh, jeez.
We've had two in a row now.
Yeah, yes.
Enough. If you give me wind, give it to me on a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Tuesday. Don't give it to me on the weekend.
Selectively picking which days are allowed to be windy. I like it.
I want to be outside. 2 days in a row, you haven't had a midday Vikings game. Mm-hmm. Everyone can get outside in the state and not even be worried about missing the purple. And it's so windy, the kids went out at about 2 o'clock. We want to play outside. 3 minutes. 3 minutes they lasted.
You lost one of them in the wind.
They got swept away.
I thought, okay, I'll jump in.
Okay, please.
And I'll go fast. I thought you were going to pick bath and body, right?
Bath.
Oh, that
and
was
body.
On the list. Too.
Okay, go ahead, explain.
Bath and Body Works, the store?
You familiar with Bath and Body Works?
Am I familiar?
How about their new candle?
The one
they've had to pull from the shelves.
Because.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
The graphic on the outside of the candle looks like a bunch of KKK hoods.
It looks like Klansmen. I mean, it looks like KKK individuals in a hood as a candle.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How does not one individual
in
say...
In marketing.
We got an issue, boys and girls.
Yeah. I see what you were going for.
Yeah.
But that's
was
not
like
what you got.
Was it like mountains? They were trying to do a mountain or something? I don't know.
It kind of looks sort of like a flower, like there's a bunch of petals, but it's
they
got,
really pulled it?
You know, basically what would be eye and mouth holes of a Klan's hood. It's unbelievable.
So they had to remove the item.
Yes, they did.
Well, sadly in this country, with some, it would have been very popular.
Yeah.
The story that Dave found for me today, among a number of good items, that individuals are ingesting tapeworm pills to lose weight.
Oh,
once again,
my gosh.
Tapeworm pills to lose weight.
What?
You could eat a little less. You could exercise.
Walk around the block.
You could try diet. You could do the Ozempic. No, Dave, I'm going to go with a tapeworm pill.
Well, you would lose weight.
Yeah, and doctors, shockingly, are not approving.
There's side effects.
Idea. 21 years ago, Steve Bartman emerged. Susie, Steve Bartman with the Cubs fan, which was the McAllister, what MIC hat or something? What was the Minnesota tie that Bartman was wearing? He's the Cubs fan who's down the third base left field line when Moises Alou is trying to come over and catch a foul ball when the Cubs are destined to win the game.
Yeah. He's wearing a Cubs hat.
Cubs hat? Yeah. What is the tie? What is the McAllister or MIAC tie? What am I forgetting?
What happened?
Well, he interferes with Alou. Chaos happens. They lose the game. They lose the next game. And his life is basically ruined.
He can't even go anywhere because people hate him.
Even now, I don't think he can go anywhere. Just absolutely ruined his life. Why am I? I know there's some Minnesota tie. What is the MIAC tie? My lack of discipline when I brought in two M&M cookies. I had a little more food at home. Decided I'm going to have a little bigger breakfast. Not going to eat much. Clementines. And I'll bring a couple M&M cookies for a treat.
Later today.
Yeah, for later today. I didn't get out of the driveway without eating the first one. And then it was so good while I was still in the neighborhood, I finished the other.
Did you go back home and get more cookies?
No, I did not. I did show
some restraint.
A little bit of restraint there. Okay, a couple more. Cars downtown and the crosswalk. Just buffoonery down here.
Mm.
Now, we've established the two of us are excellent jaywalkers. Susie, what kind of jaywalker?
I'm a pretty good jaywalker.
Pretty good jaywalker?
Mm-hmm. I've learned how to navigate.
And by the way, most of the time jaywalking down here, there are no cars coming. So you're really not that skilled. But what's happening over and over again now is I'm crossing. I've got the green light. And I've got the counter. And goofballs, morons, idiots just ease right in the crosswalk, and they're looking to the left. Meanwhile, hello, human, to the right. Maybe start looking for the human first.
Right, that would make sense.
Because I almost got run over today. Did not appreciate it.
I bet not. Now, my sister Kathy.
Is she the COVID carrier?
No, she's the youngest.
Okay.
She will hit a car. She'll tap it. Tap it, like, hey. But nowadays, you could get shot for that.
I was going to say, I'm not sure. I would advise that. And if you're someone who's going on a trip and you're available for, I don't know, a radio bit, let's say, hypothetically, and you have to do the radio bit early in the show because you have to continue packing 2 days before the trip, overrated. Just hypothetically. Dave, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know who you're referring to.
When did I do that? I didn't do that.
Seems aggressive.
I'm not saying anybody did it, but just hypothetically, if it's a Monday and you start the show with a radio bit and you have to do it right at the start because someone's packing to go on a trip.
Yeah, it seems like you
could. I better take a test. I think I'm not feeling well.
Oh, great.
If you,
I need the rest of the week off.
Yeah, there's a shock. Thank you,
yes,
Susan K. Jones. Was Kamala Harris the wrong pick to replace Joe Biden? Let's discuss next. Listening to the songs, listening to the artists, listening to the words, the lyrics. What do you got? The winner will eventually pick the music theme. If you are that winner, you win a pair of tickets to see Tom Segura, who is very good, very funny, very blue. At the X, April 18th. Hopefully you've been listening all show long. And you get the music theme. I believe if the election was today, the presidential election, I believe there is a 65% chance Donald John Trump would be your winner. Am I convinced I'm going to have the same percentage in a week? I'm not. It is still a pick'em race. More of the momentum is leaning to the former president's way. I'll detail that in a little bit. So I ask this question. Joe Biden, if you listen to this show, you know going back to July of 22. Before I asked Dean Phillips the same question, I said, Joe Biden shouldn't run again. I question where he's up, whether he's up for the job now. Joe Biden should have stepped out much sooner. Democrats should have told the truth about his capability. And the American public was seeing it, and all culminated with the debate. I don't think right now she was the right person. That is my conclusion. I'm not saying she can't win, but I'm saying today there's a 35% chance she would win. I think she has the inability right now to separate from Joe Biden, and that is a huge issue. But let's get to the breaking news, Dave Harrigan. We have a winner.
We do have a winner. Congratulations to Mia in Minneapolis. She was the first to correctly tell us that what tied the songs we've played so far by Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo, Jonas Brothers, Miley Cyrus, and Christina Aguilera, the theme was something that ties the artists together. Today, happen to be the artists, all former Disney stars.
Very good. Very good. She's going to Tom Segura. Excellent for you, Mia. Very good by Dave. When she is winning some of the polling on Change Agent, it makes no sense to me. She's the bleeping vice president of this administration. And she wins that, but in the economy, Trump's kicking her butt. On immigration, Trump is kicking her butt. On crime, he's kicking her butt. Even with a lot of data showing more favorability in that area. When she was asked not once but twice last week on how she would separate herself from Joe Biden, she failed. Now there was, and then 30 minutes later on The View, she said, I'll add a Republican. Okay, great. That's, you know, we've watched that before. That's good. As someone who's moderate, bipartisan, I'd like to see it. That's not enough. You're going to add one Republican, and that's going to be a difference. She is struggling mightily, Dave, in separating herself from the part of the Biden administration where to the moderate centrists who vote both ways, as baffling as that may be to some people, she can't separate. I think Gretchen Whitmer, Josh Shapiro in particular, and other prominent Democrats, maybe an Andy Beshear, would have had a much better chance. They're Democrats. They're not going to come out and just take Donald Trump's policies.
Full MAGA from the left.
They're not going to go that. But I think this is becoming a bigger issue. On that point alone, what do you want to say to that? Because I've got more information. On that part, that it's so much harder for her. And I think for the people who don't vote as often and they'd be inspired to vote, for the folks who vote, but they might have voted Trump in 16 and Biden in 20, when they, fair or not, you don't have to agree with it, but don't agree with Biden on immigration, on the economy, on crime. It is harder for her to separate. And by the way, it's harder because the reality, and it's harder because her answers have been awful. Because she said, no, I wouldn't separate.
It's probably more difficult for her to separate, but the names you threw out, Whitmer, Shapiro, you know, people would say Gavin Newsom, any other prominent Democrat, I think they have just as, if not as difficult a time, very close to as difficult a time. Because, look, I mean, Donald Trump, as you said, is kicking butt on immigration, on economy, on crime. And I don't think at this point, if you're any Democrat, you're going to step up and say, everything the Biden administration has done on those issues has been wrong.
I think Shapiro could have pulled it off. I think Beshear, I don't know if they're going to pick somebody from Kentucky. Let's get to a couple stunning things in polling that is hurting her also. For the first time in 32 years, more people are identifying themselves as Republicans than Democrats. First time in 32 years. How about what has been a benchmark which has been a huge asset for Democrats, black males 18 to 44. Barack Obama won this demographic by 81 points. Hillary Clinton won it by 63 points. Joe Biden won it by 53 points. Kamala Harris is leading this by 41 points. That's an enormous lead. Okay. But when it's half of what Barack Obama had, you can understand why Barack Obama last week's given the speech. And yes, part of it was just crushing Donald Trump. But some of it also was, hey, black men, what are you doing here? You may not agree with it, but Donald Trump's numbers with Latino voters, and black voters are better. And so if he also has, let me get some other numbers here. So if he already has advantage in these other areas and then a prime demographic where the lead has dropped, how about this? How about this from NBC News? Biden policies impacting your family. Helping, 25%. Hurting, 45%. You can give me all the data where you can say, well, that's not true. Look what Biden inherited, et cetera. But the data shows huge advantage for Trump. Trump's policies impact on your family. 44% helped, 31% hurt. I believe a Democrat outside of Harris had a better chance to separate from Joe Biden. Again, you're not going to take Republican principles, but someone more established as a moderate, as opposed to Harris, who's moved that way seemingly out of nowhere. Well, no, seemingly because she's up for the presidency. I'm not sure it's resonating. What do you think? 47 past one. We'll have plenty of time for phone calls and texts. She still might win. To me, I say today, 65%. And by the way, this is not an endorsement of the guy. I mean, we had FEMA having to stop what they're doing over the weekend multiple times because militia near them, all because of Donald Trump's bleeping lies about money and FEMA. Meanwhile, he admits to it. When you had the reporting from members of the staff that he wouldn't give money to California, he then on the campaign trail admits, hey, Gavin, unless you change your policies, I'm not going to give you money. The things he accuses people of, he does himself. He's admitted he's going to investigate. He's going to have his own AG investigate people who he doesn't like when he's accused Biden of doing the same thing. He's now admitting he won't give that money unless they follow his policies. With his voters, he's inoculated himself. And it's stunning. But that's not changing. Was Harris the right pick? 651-461-9226. What do you want to say? Phone calls and texts next. All right, let's get right to the calls and texts. Was Kamala Harris the right selection to replace Joe Biden? She's making news today, too. She's going on with Bret Baier on Fox on Wednesday. Good. She should make herself available. She didn't make herself available for a Time magazine interview. That made no sense to me. But good that she's going on with Bear. Pete has called in. Pete, you're on CCO.
Hey, Chad. I mean, Dean Phillips tried to do that. I mean, God bless him.
Mm-hmm. He was right.
He knew he wasn't going to win, but he tried to draw out all the other numbskulls to, hey, get involved. He saw the truth, what was going on with Joe Biden. He tried to bring that out. They all, went back into their corners and sucked their thumbs and decided they weren't going to come out against, Uncle Joe. And so, there you are. I thought about, well, what happens if they would have had an open convention? Well, would they come out, looking divided at that point?
I don't think so. I think they should have done it. And if she wins, great. But I think it would have been a better way to go. But I mean, it was fait accompli, right? I mean, they all just stepped away once Biden put his thumb on the scale. I think the reporting is clear. People like Obama and Pelosi and some of the other power brokers wanted that open convention. They still might have wanted Harris, but they wanted the open convention. I think it would have been a better way to go myself.
What about the time factor, though? I mean,
huge. You're right.
It was getting late, and somebody had to go up against them. But you're right, as far as separating herself from Biden, you're right. She has to do that. I mean, Humphrey would have done that in 68. Come out against the Vietnam War sooner, you would have been president.
Thank you, Pete. She's not capable, Dave. She just isn't capable in that way. Maybe nobody is, right? Maybe it's so baked in policies, but I think Shapiro is much more of a centrist. Would have been able to pull that off much better. And just anybody who wasn't directly a part of the campaign, I still can't get over that she was shocked by these questions last week. I mean, how was she shocked by that? Well, I'm just not Donald Trump, and I'm not Joe Biden. And then 3 seconds later, and I'll appoint a Republican.
That's right. That's right, Chad.
Oh, my.
I mean, going back to the convention idea, though, whether it was an open convention, if that had happened versus what it was a massive success for the Democrats at the time. I mean, it was a four-day party that looked amazing on television.
Right. And they raised a crazy amount of money.
Yeah, we're over $1 billion.
Against a candidate who they hate, and they're tied in the race.
Yeah. I mean, on some level, you can say, okay, if she wasn't the right candidate, you know, given that the party backed Joe for so long and then moved to Kamala, you can say they did this to themselves. You can also say...
Joe did it to him, by the way.
Yeah, you could say that. But as a party, you can also say... Look at the other side. You know, the support Trump gets and continues to get is unfathomable.
They won't move. Doesn't matter what he says. And it's crazy town every day. Chad, on your question note, I'm in no way voting for the narcissist. Kamala might have had a chance, but I believe the non-ignorant individuals are learning the fraud that a running mate facilitated it and is dragging her down. So I'm a third-party writing vote, probably Dean Phillips. I don't think it's just anybody involved in their voting is automatically ignorant. The Walls pick, in the end, has not helped her. I don't think it's hurt her that much, but it hasn't helped her. She's absolutely the right person, the right woman at the time. As a VP, it's the right step to replace Joe. She's raised an astronomical amount of money. Stunning amount of money. You would think for that money,
yes.
As they pointed out in SNL, she wouldn't be tied, and the momentum going the wrong way. Chad, yes, Harris the wrong pick. Biden never said he would pick the most capable running mate. He said he would select a black woman, tied to what he said going back to 20. Polling is still tied to landlines. It's more than that. It's way more than that. They're talking about the ad Trump put out about her non-answer on different from Biden. Somebody suggests because we're running some Republican ads that the owner of Odyssey must be Republican. Oh, yeah. Really close. Come on, Chad. Harris doesn't lie. Please, border is secure. Yeah. Not exactly comparable to Don, let's be honest. Want me to stop talking?
No. Give us a time check.
How about a time check? Linus Construction Time Check. It's time for you to call him. And how about this? Check out this. Time to make your home more energy efficient and get free installation labor on Infinity from Marvin Windows.